is our Harvest Festival. And at a Harvest service, we think about the good things that we have. And we think about the things that we enjoy. And we remember that it is God who is the provider of those things. Now, I wonder what things in life we especially enjoy. Just think about that for a moment. And I could do with somebody who could perhaps come and be prepared to write something on this board. Who could be a scribe? Now, could anybody who's... maybe we've got a teacher here who's used to doing this kind of thing. Maybe that would help. Somebody whose writing is legible. Not putting anybody under any pressure here, of course. Who's going to come and help me? Because if it's up to me, you won't be able to read my writing. Mr. Pickering, you're a teacher. Can you come and give us a hand?
Well, I heard a long shot this morning on the radio.
Yeah, sorry, yes. So here we are. I'm sorry, it's a whiteboard. It was more a blackboard in your day, wasn't it, I suppose? But
yes, it was.
There we are. So just paper on here. So just things that we enjoy in life. Let's a few people shout them out. What do we enjoy? Music, it's a good one. Yeah.
Driving.
Yeah. Is that pen going to work? Yeah. Music, driving.
Holidays.
Good things to enjoy, aren't they? Yeah. Other things?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yeah, we've got plenty of that this morning, which is nice. Food, did somebody say? Yeah, food in all its rich variety. We're very fortunate, aren't we, that we have all kinds of food in many parts of the world. You might just get one sort of food and that's all you have. But we enjoy all sorts of different food, different sort of tastes and everything else. Yeah, other things?
Sleep.
Yeah. So often we're ready for that, aren't we? So it's good to enjoy sleep. Yeah, sleep. Other things. There's lots of things to enjoy, aren't there? What else? Sport, yeah. Many people enjoy sport, although sport's not always enjoyable in my experience, but that's maybe who I support on the whole. Yeah, sport. Lots of leisure activities, aren't there, that we enjoy and get pleasure from. What about what a lot of people do from 9 to 5, Monday to Friday? Don't you enjoy work? Actually, if you think about it, actually, there is a sense of satisfaction, isn't there, very often, even though also there's a sense of drudgery and nuisance and sometimes people aren't easy to work with and all that kind of thing. But it's something that, on the whole, a lot of people do enjoy, at least part of. Yeah. You put work down. Friendships, yeah. Friendships. So the other human beings that we share our lives with, whether in our families or whether they're friends of whatever sort. Yeah, friendship. Love, yeah. So again, that's partly what we enjoy, isn't it, about friendships and family, but the love and care that we share with other people and that we're able to offer to other people. Some good things there. Okay, thank you, John.
Okay.
I was thinking a bit about this before and thinking that, you know, we enjoy, don't we, very often a sense of security and peace because we live in a safe place. And we enjoy the fact that most of us have enough money to pay for what we need, and often more than what we need. And there can be a sense of satisfaction that we enjoy from helping other people. Lots and lots of things that we enjoy in life. Things that give us joy, things that we find joy in, things that we enjoy. Now, in that Bible reading we had from the Acts of the Apostles, we heard about the early Christian leaders, Paul and Barnabas. Now, it wasn't long after Jesus had died on the cross, risen again, and then returned to heaven. And the Christian message was spreading all over the known world. God had sent his Holy Spirit, and the message of Jesus was spreading. People were hearing it and understanding it and turning to God through Jesus. Now, Paul and Barnabas had recently been on the island of Cyprus. Anybody been to Cyprus? Good bit of a holiday destination. Any people been to Cyprus? Well, they were on Cyprus, and then they travelled by some kind of a boat to mainland Turkey, as we would call it, and ended up in a place called Lystra. Now, as one of Jesus' messenger apostles, Paul, by the power of the risen Jesus, saw this disabled man, and he saw him walk again. He spoke to the man, and he got up and walked. It was an amazing thing. And all the people around saw what happened. Now, it should have helped the people see that Jesus was real. After all, it was Jesus' power that had made this happen. They should have seen that Jesus really was God's Son come into the world, dying to make people friends with God. But the people misunderstood, and they thought that Paul and his helper Barnabas were themselves gods who had come into their town. Now, Paul knew that that was an awful thing, to think that the power of God was not really the true God, but was being thought of as being other gods that weren't really there. And so Paul stood up and he said some words, and Derek's just going to read them for us again.
"People, why are you doing these things? We also are people of like nature with you, and we bring you good news that you should turn from these vain things to a living God who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all the nations to walk in their own ways. Yet he did not leave himself without witness, for he did good by giving you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the people from offering sacrifice to them."
Thank you very much. So Paul wanted these people who had been brought up to believe in all sorts of gods who didn't really exist, he wanted them to understand that the true and living God cares for them and that they need him and need to understand his plans in the world. Now remember what he said? He said God did not leave himself without witnesses. In other words, God has shown that he was there. And he'd shown that he was there by giving rain, which fell on the ground. And then seeds that had been planted in the ground started to grow. And they produced things that could be then made into food. And these things make people's hearts glad. We all enjoy a good meal. God gives us so much to enjoy and appreciate. We've seen some of the things here, haven't we? Food and friendship and driving and music and holidays and sunshine. Sleep, sport, work, and so on. Lots of things that God gives to us. Now here at All Saints, we're spending a few weeks thinking about some of the really big questions that people ask about life. And a couple of weeks ago, we asked the question, is there really a God? Something that people from time to time ask. Well, here is yet another reminder that God is real and that he has shown himself to be real by giving human beings so many good things to enjoy. You see, we don't just have food like petrol you put in a car to make it work, but we have food that tastes good, and we have food that we enjoy, food that we enjoy sharing with other people. Another sign that God is real and loves us and cares for us. He gives us all these things to enjoy. And God indeed gives us so many good things to enjoy, and they're meant to help us to remember that God has not left himself without witness. He is there. Now it's important to remember that we have received all these good things from God. And so it's right to be thankful. And so it's great to have the tradition of a harvest festival where we stop and where we remember all the good things that God gives to us. It's so easy to take them for granted. But at least on a day like this we can stop and say thank you God for being so good to us. And it's worth thinking about how we can, in fact, be more thankful day by day, week by week. But you know, to really know that God is there and that we need him, we need something more than just the fact that we're given all these good things to enjoy. God shows himself to us in another vital and important way. We read a little bit earlier from Acts chapter 14. Well, a little bit later on in that same book, we hear about the same messenger, the Apostle Paul, moving to the Greek city of Athens. And he stands up in an important public place and he says to the people there, "Since we are God's children made by him, we must not think that he is like an idol statue that you make out of gold or silver or stone. He isn't like anything that human beings have thought up and made. In the past, God forgave all this because people did not know what they were doing. But now he says that everyone everywhere must turn to him. He has set a day when he will judge the world's people with fairness, and he has chosen the man Jesus to do the judging for him. God has given proof of this to all by raising Jesus from the dead." You see, God has not left us without witness. He has shown us what he is like in the person of Jesus. God himself become a human being. Jesus who died to make people friends with God. And Paul says one day every one of us will stand before Jesus. And he will ask us whether we've recognized him or not. Whether we have received all the great things that are offered to us through him. God has not left us without witness. He's given us good things to enjoy. He's also given us Jesus who died and rose again. And indeed, Jesus rising again is God's evidence to the world that he is real. And that one day we'll stand before him needing his forgiveness. So it's good to ask today, are you aware of that reality? We're all aware of the good things that we enjoy. Are we also relying on what Jesus has done in dying on the cross? So that when we stand before him on that day, we won't do so with fear. We'll do so forgiven people through what he has done. And we'll be glad and enjoy the time of praising him. Well, Harvest Sunday reminds us that we have so much to enjoy. All these great things. Food and fun and friendship and sleep and sport and sunshine and holidays and lots more. And God gives us these things to help us to see that he is there. He's not left us without witness. And yet even more, he's shown us that he is real by sending Jesus who died and rose again. You see, God is there. God is good. And we need him. Well, let's have a prayer together before we sing our final song. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the great things that you give to us. We thank you again for Noah and all little children. We thank you for families and friends, for all these things that we've listed and other things besides. And we pray that you would help us to recognize you more clearly. We thank you that you have shown yourself to us in Jesus who died and rose again. Open our hearts to him, we pray. For his sake we pray. Amen.